fourth parak of Kelim, fourth Mishnah. Kli Ches Yesh Lo Shalosh Sofiyos. Kli Ches has three rims around it. In other words, it has an outer one, and a middle one, and an inner one. So, Hapnim is a Deves Hakol Tomei. If the outside, the inside rim is the Hakol Toi. If the inside rim is higher than the outside one, so if you put something in the inside receptacle of that three rimmed kli, in other words, it has really an inner one, and then a larger one, and an even larger one. So if you put something in the inner one, it is tummy, but all the other ones are tar, because the airspace of that is detached from the airspace of the outer two rims. Achitzonu defis, if the outermost, let's say the outer one has a diameter of 10 inches, and then the other one has a diameter of 8 inches, and the other one has a diameter of 6 inches. So since the outer one is the largest of the three, and its wall of it, the rim of it, is higher than the other two, so Hakol Tomei, if the sheretz is put into any area of it, it's mutame the whole business. Hemsoi Sitevis, and the middle one is higher than the outside one, and the inside one, Mimeno Lufnim Tomei, from that point inwards, is Tomei. Now, the two inner Kleim Tomei, Mimeno Luchot Tomei, the outside one will remain Tomei. How you show this, if they're all equal, Rabbi Yehuda Oime, Cholkim Hemsoi, he says that we split the thickness of the inside wall, the half which is closer to the inside is tummy, and the outside half is tor. The Chachamim Oimim Hakol Tor. Chachamim says that anything from the inner rim outwards, even the thickness of the wall between the inner one and the middle one, is all tummy. In other words, only things that are in the ear of the inner one of the Mekamel Tumah. Cheres Mimosim Mekamel Tumah Mishitzav Mekivshen. Pottery is Mekamel Tumah only from the time that you fire it in the oven. Ugma Malachim, that is the time that the Kli is finished.